An overexcited housing market has led to a political stoush over the behaviour of the Reserve Bank. The National Party says the government should rein in the Reserve Bank's plans to funnel $28 billion into the financial system. Some in the business community are not so sure about that. It comes with forecasts around housing continue to show that it's going gangbusters. Joining us now is Dominic Stevens, Westpac's chief economist, who is one of those who has forecast a very strong housing market in the year to come. Good morning, Dominic.
Tēnā koe, Corin.
Yeah, 15% you're saying next year.
That's right. The housing market is reacting squarely to a big drop in interest rates. I'm actually expecting mortgage rates to fall further, and therefore I expect the housing market to continue. We're forecasting 15% house price inflation by June 2021, that's annual, and 13% over 2021 as a whole.
How low will those interest rates get?
I think they could fall another 25, 50 basis points, so nearly 0.5%.
So the mortgage rates, so that you'd have mortgage rates well under 2 for a 2-year fixed term?
Oh, there or thereabouts, yeah.
Wow. Okay. So what's your view then on this debate that is now raging about whether the government should, or the Reserve Bank should be reined in from this extra $28 billion that it's going to make available? Now, National's obviously had a crack at this. Michael Cullen too has raised some concerns about this. What's your thoughts?
I think the question we have to ask is, what is the alternative? So rising house prices clearly are a social negative that we don't like, but what could the Reserve Bank do differently? If they failed to reduce interest rates, the consequence would be deflation, and that would be worse. Actually, in Sweden last decade, they tried it. They sort of had pressure to not reduce interest rates. What happened was they ended up with inflation below zero, and they ended up having to go further with interest rate reductions than they otherwise than if they'd acted earlier, and they ended up with interest rates below zero. So, look, this is a global phenomenon. Low inflation leading to very low interest rates is a global phenomenon. And actually, New Zealand cannot stand in the way of it any more than King Canute could stop the tide.
Tell us why deflation would be worse.
Under deflation, what happens is the price of the goods and services that you're selling goes down, but your debts do not. When businesses fail, the size of the debt outweighs the value of the business, and banks take losses. That leads to problems in the banking system.
Okay.
Actually, during the Great Depression, we had negative 7% inflation every year for 4 years, and that made the Depression far worse than it had to be.
So is the onus back on the government here? They've got a massive budget. Why can't they just throw some cash at the economy and stimulate it that way to prevent deflation?
Fiscal stimulus is a great idea, and I think they are. So I think there's been an appropriate degree of fiscal stimulus administered. That has to be paid back at some point. It has to be spent wisely and efficiently because this is taxpayer dollars. But yeah, I absolutely think that's part of the solution, and it has happened to an appropriate degree.
Interesting that it comes back to this point around you. You're a little bit of an outlier in that you argue that housing is about demand, and you want or believe that at some point a government in the future will in fact bring in a wealth tax.
Yeah, that's right. I actually think there's been a huge overemphasis on housing supply in the public sector of New Zealand, and that's led to flawed house price forecasts and flawed policy recommendations. Basically, you can tell whether supply and demand, sort of physical supply and demand factors, are playing the strongest role in the housing market by what's happening to rents. If it's tough to get a roof over your head, then rents should be rising as well as prices. Now, in the last decade, there have been episodes where prices and rents have been rising, such as after the Christchurch earthquake, Auckland in the middle of last decade, Wellington and Napier more recently. And I think those are episodes where, you know, migration supply factors are playing a role. But far bigger over the past 30 years and over the past 10 has been a real blowout in the ratio of prices to rents. So prices have risen much faster than rents. And that indicates to me that financial factors, such as interest rates and taxes, are playing the dominant role in driving up house prices in New Zealand. And I think, again, I think the public sector of New Zealand has failed to recognise the role that interest rates play or the relative importance of them in the scheme of things that affect housing markets. And that's led to this failure to recognise that tax change could be the answer.
Yes, because the message we hear from just about all political parties, bar the Greens, to be fair, is that it's all about supply and that it's just not enough houses. If we build more houses, it'll be fixed.
That's right. And if it was really all about supply, why aren't rents rising as fast as prices?
The interesting too, I mean, if you look at stuff carrying a story this morning showing the Bright Line test, not that much, well, pretty good compliance, 75%, but those sort of measures just aren't enough?
No, I mean, I think the best solution would be comprehensive tax change. A capital gains tax would have been a very good idea, but they couldn't get it through Parliament, indicating that the people of New Zealand don't want it. What I think is actually going to happen is that the economists are all saying that a wealth tax or capital gains tax or land tax would broaden the tax base and be economically efficient. People don't want it, but I think over time these social pressures from these ever-rising house prices are just going to build further and further and further. And that will create a larger and larger constituency of people who are prepared to vote a better tax situation for themselves. And that's why I think, if we carry on down this path, that constituency will grow, and I think that the democratic factors will switch in favour of some form of broadening of the tax system to cover housing better.
Dominic Stevens, Westpac Chief Economist, thank you very much for your time.